Welcome to Walk With Me, a podcast where we discuss issues around the Christian faith and society. I am your host, Emmanuel. Today I'll be discussing who a leader is and the responsibility that comes with it. The goal of this podcast will be to understand the responsibility of being a leader and how leadership can influence others in good or bad ways. To start with, I would like to define or to speak about who a leader is. Often, people think of a leader in the formal and official sense of the word. For instance, people will say a leader is a person in control of a group, a country, or a situation. At times, they will say a leader is someone or something that is winning during a race or other situation where people are competing. And to give an example of that, they might say Microsoft is a world leader in software design. At times, people may think of a leader as someone who manages or controls other people, especially because of his or her ability or position. All these are examples of the official use of the word leader. However, we shouldn't limit the understanding of a leader in the official sense of the word alone. A leader is simply somebody in charge of any given situation. A leader might be the parent of a child. A leader might be the father who is the head of the family. A leader might mean the mother who is also in charge of the family. So I'm using the word both in formal and informal use. It is also important to differentiate the difference between a leader and leadership. A leader is someone who assumes the role of an individual or someone who leads. However, leadership is the influence or the process of directing a group, another person, team, or organization in order to reach a goal. So what are the responsibilities of a leader? A leader must set examples for others to follow. A leader must be willing to accept responsibilities for their actions and the actions of others as a sense of self-awareness. A leader must show respect to others, must be able to communicate, must be able to encourage, must be able to collaborate, must be able to appreciate, must be courageous, must be willing to adapt to every changing situation. A leader must be honest. A leader must empathize with others. And there are many responsibilities in addition to what I have just listed. The reason why this word is coming to us today is I want us to have a deeper meaning and understanding to the word leader. Wherever we find ourselves, there are chances that we have influence or control over something, someone, or a group of people. It could be at the place of work, which is the official use of the word, but it could also mean that the way we lead and we live our life on day-to-day activities. As a parent, we are responsible for others who are coming behind us. And I just want you to know that our actions will influence them one way or the other, either to good or to bad. Now, the big question is this: how do we lead within our roles as a leader? How are we leading others to follow us? As a parent, how are we leading our children? As an older sibling, what practical examples are you showing to your younger ones? The reason why I'm saying this is that often when we look through the scripture and through the history of mankind, when the leader of a nation is righteous, the people always follow the steps of the leader. Looking through the scripture in Exodus chapter 32, we were told that Aaron, as the leader who was kept in charge while Moses was away with the law, Aaron erected a golden calf. He exercised his influence and leadership over them, and the people followed him. We were told that they rose up early in the morning, they burnt offerings, they brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat, to drink, and they rose to play. They engaged in lewd behavior that when Moses saw them, he saw that they were naked. The word naked suggests a wild or uncontrolled behavior. But you know what happened? When Moses saw them, he came and he put an end to that. When we look at the history of the kings of Israel, whether those in the south or in the north, if the king is leading a righteous life, we see that the people always follow suit. And if the king is living a wicked and evil lifestyle, the people behave exactly the same. And this is the reason why oftentimes we complain about how people are corrupt. We complain about people from a certain nation act in a certain way. Oftentimes, we fail to see the resemblance of that same behavior in the life of the leaders of that same group, whether that is a society, whether that is a country, whether that is a family. It is very, very possible that the same actions that the governed or the children are exhibiting are also in the life of the leader or the parent. So my question to you today, as a leader, whether we are using the word in the formal or informal use of the word, how are we supposed to govern or lead those who are coming behind us? Our children are always there looking at us. Whether we think they are or not, they are always there checking and seeing how we behave, because they are going to act exactly the same way. The Bible says, these things happen to them as examples, and they are written down as warnings for us upon whom the ends of the world has come. This means that all the things that we read from the scripture are not just some interesting and historical fact. Yes, they are, but they are more than that. They also stand as warnings for us and lessons that we should learn from. As Christians, we need to know that we are ambassadors of Christ, and we are supposed to act differently than the normal citizen. Let me put that in a simple way for you. As ambassadors, we are supposed to act differently than the people of the land. An ambassador in a foreign country will not act the same way the locals are acting, because this ambassador is representing the home country in a foreign country. Everything that the ambassador is doing, people will interpret it, implying that that is the exact way people in the home country act and behave. So as Christians, we are supposed to live a life worthy of the calling by which we are called. As ambassadors of Christ, we have to lead by example. Today in Christianity, when we think of the crimes that have been committed in the name of Christ, that is a stain on Christianity. In the 21st century, we are still thinking of things that were done in the 19th, in the 20th century, whether that is colonization, whether that is neo-colonization that we have seen in the 21st century. The question is that people think of that, and that has caused a stain on Christianity. As ambassadors of Christ, we need to be very careful on how we lead our life and how we live our life as ambassadors of Christ. What type of footsteps are we leaving behind for others who are coming behind? Are we leading our children in the way of the Lord? Are we setting good examples for them to follow or not? There's a funny story of a woman that is, you know, circulating, you know, on the internet, who went to a drive-thru in order to order a cup of coffee. And the little daughter at the back asked the mother, "Mom, can I also order a cookie?" The mother said no, because there are cookies at home. But you know what happened? The daughter replied. They said, "Mom, we also have coffee at home." Implying that if you want to tell me not to order a cookie because we have some at home, then you should not order a cup of coffee because we have coffee at home as well. I'm just using that funny story as an example of how our actions have ripple effect, and people are looking at us. People are seeing the way we act in order to follow suit. Another thing to consider would be, what type of music do you listen to as Christians? What type of lyrics are we listening to? Are we singing? Sometimes people get carried away because of the feeling that comes with music, with the melodious song. But what about the lyrics? Let us be very, very careful, because people are watching us. Our children are watching us. The young Christians are watching us. These children that today we call children, or this newcomer that today we call new convert, one day they will be the leaders of tomorrow. They will rule their own generation. And what type of Christianity are we leaving behind? Another thing to consider would be, what's the content of our TV screen if you are into such? What type of things do we watch? What type of movies or cartoons do we encourage our children to watch? Another thing to consider would be, how do we treat others? Because our children are watching us. If you treat them to see the humanity of all, they will see the humanity of all. If you teach them about racism, they will know that racism is not good. If you teach them about not stereotyping others, they will know that stereotyping others is not good. But if you also teach them the opposite, to dislike others because of their skin color, they will follow suit. It doesn't mean that people cannot change, but it makes it harder if they don't have leaders telling them the right thing to do. It is very important that it is one thing to emphasize right doctrine and the right practice, but it's also very important to emphasize having a living relationship with God. Which leads me to the next question. Do you read your Bible and pray with your kids every day? It doesn't matter how young they are. It doesn't matter if they are able to ask anything logically, because they are too young. Are you teaching them to pray? Are you praying with them before every meal? Are you teaching them to say thank you? Are you teaching them to know the way of the Lord? Because they are watching you, and they will take after you. How are we raising the next generation? Just one thing I want you to know. Whoever you are and however old you might be, remember this. If the Lord tarries in the second coming for hundreds of years, which I hope not, but if that is the case, remember this. None of you listening to me, including myself, will be here in the next 100 years. Yet, the world will still exist if the Lord tarries. So what type of world are we leaving behind? What kind of Christianity are we leaving behind? Is it a Christianity whereby we cannot differentiate between the world and the church regarding anything? What type of Christian marriage are we leaving behind? What type of Christian courtship are we leaving behind? What type of faith are we leaving behind? These and more are the questions I am asking you all to consider, and we should always consider as we live our life. Always try to remember this. Always live your life with tomorrow in sight. All this might sound like ethical practices, which are true, but the scripture are preserved for many reasons. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Let us remember to follow the examples of Christ. Let us remember the word leader doesn't relate only to the formal use of the word. You are her leader, because you're an ambassador of Christ and you're supposed to lead others to Christ by His grace. In conclusion, let us remember that you are a leader whether you like it or not, and your actions will outlive you. Let us remember this. If we throw a stone in a river, the ripple effect is seen far beyond where the stone lands. So is our action and our reaction. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for another day. We pray that you bless your people as they reflect on this word. We pray that you expound your word into them and you help them to make the right steps, that you help the parent to lead a life that is worthy of your name, that you help the children to follow the footsteps of their parent as they lead them in the way of the Lord. We pray that you will help the young people to follow the right steps as they see in the scripture and not to be carried away by the things around them. We thank you, Holy Father, for answers to prayers. We ask and we pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me today as we reflect on the role and responsibility of a leader. I hope you have been challenged, just as I have been, to rethink how we see ourselves as leaders and the responsibility that comes with it.
For more information and resources, including original songs, books, articles, and podcasts, all written and composed by Emmanuel through God's grace, please be sure to visit our website at www.emmanuelisrael.com. That's www.emmanuelisrael.com.
As always, thank you for listening to Walk With Me. Be sure to come back next time for the next episode. Until then, may God bless and keep us all in His name. Amen. Don't forget, walk with me as I walk with Christ. Amen.